We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padre Social Hour.
Welcome back. Padre Social Hour presented by United Airlines with Bill Center. I'm Jesse Agler. If you've paid any attention to the Padres so far this season, you know the home runs, the dingers, they're flying out of the yard here at Petco Park. There was one game in particular against the Dodgers last weekend where the ball was really, really flying, and this has led to all sorts of questions. Has the warmer April in San Diego contributed to the flight of the ball? Has the new video board in left field, maybe one of those new towers being built downtown, has that affected the wind patterns maybe so that all of a sudden Petco Park is playing a little bit differently? I am not a scientist. I don't have these answers, but we do have a meteorologist from News 10. Craig Herrera joins us. Hey, Craig, really appreciate you calling in. Our friend Ben Higgins said, hey, you got to talk to one of our guys at News 10. They'll get you all the answers, or gals. So, Craig, we appreciate it. How are you this morning?
I'm well, Jesse. Bill, great to talk to you. I'm excited about the Padres this season and glad to be with you guys.
Well, it's our absolute pleasure, and thank you for lending your expertise to us here. Let's start maybe very big picture. How can, if you could explain to us, how weather, whether it's, you know, humidity or temperature or wind, you know, can impact, you know, how far a baseball can travel when it's hit. How does that happen?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. And I think that we all have been talking about how warm it's been in San Diego and also how dry, other than today, kind of humid, but the hotter weather tends to lend for a nice glossy ball, if you will, especially for those dingers. And with less humidity, the ball's not quite as damp, so it flies a little bit farther. Of course, the wind has been a big factor, and we've been talking about the big buildings going up around Petco Park. So, you know, at times if you've got a nice draft from behind, that can give the ball a good lift, at least several feet when you think about the physics of it. But since it's been so dry, I think that's a big factor in the ball game. Seeing that the ball doesn't have quite as much moisture and not quite as, you know, it's heavy. Every ounce counts. So being a little drier makes it a little bit loftier and fly a little bit farther. And, of course, April's already been the second, or was the second warmest month for us in San Diego. And our records go way back to 1874. We had an average of 65.8 degrees, and the relative humidity was only 63% on average. So that's, the humidity was down and the temperature was up. And really, the four-month average temperature for San Diego so far has been the warmest on record with an average of 64.1. That goes back to January, but it's been so hot and dry. I think that's a big factor for us in these games.
Now, Craig, one thing I've noticed is that we've only had one night game here this year where we've had the marine layer. And in the past, you know, April and May is usually pretty socked in with the marine layer. And I believe that the ball, like you said, it's drier. But I think the absence of the marine layer is playing a role in the ball carrying here. And I was just wondering, I know the ball will travel during rain, but I've heard that a marine layer fog is denser than rain and will affect the flight of a baseball.
Yeah. You're absolutely right about that. I was at that game, and that marine layer adds that moisture to the atmosphere, so it gives it, you know, makes the atmosphere a little more damp, whereas rain would come through quickly. It would dry things out. You tend to have a little more wind with rain as well, so sometimes that affects it. But that marine layer makes a stagnant, moist layer of air right over the ballpark, especially being so close to the water there. So if you've got, you know, some moisture for that that ball, it tends to drop a little quicker. With the absence of the marine layer, it's drier, and that's giving that ball some flight.
All right, Craig Herrera, meteorologist at 10 News, is with us. He is on Twitter, at 10 News Herrera. Craig, and I'm going to sound like a guy who doesn't know what he's talking about because I don't. Is there like an El Nino, La Nina thing going on? Is that any part of the different sort of weather that we've had so far early in 2015?
Yeah, you know, we've been in, predictions have been that we're in a very weak El Nino pattern. However, we've got this area of high pressure that's been parked over most of the western half of the U.S. this year, and we saw it last year. And what that does is it acts as a roadblock right over the western half of the U.S. So the storms that are coming in off the Pacific, they hit that roadblock, and then they go up and over into the Pacific Northwest and then drop back down on the East Coast. And that's why they've got some polar vortex on the East Coast. Those storms are going up and over and dropping over there, and they get all the... So for us, it's just a roadblock to keeping the high pressure right over us, keeping the top dry.
Craig, I'm going to ask you a question. It's always... and this is goes back to Brian Giles, a former Padre right fielder, who on really damp nights at the ballpark always thought that the wind was blowing down in right field. And he said it's strange because he feels on his back this, like, just level of air that would be falling with the moisture. And I've always wondered, is that possible that the wind would be so weak that when it hit right field, it would just sort of fall with the marine layer?
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. And, you know, with the situation of where the ballpark is, when we get the marine layer, we tend to have a southeast wind. So it comes up right up the backside and then over into the stand. So, I mean, that's a logical explanation for what's going on there.
Very interesting.
So the marine layer does keep the ball from flying.
It's not just science fiction. It's
right.
Science.
It's science.
Yeah. That's excellent.
Yeah, you guys got it. It's just damp and keeps that ball down a little bit lower than it would be if it was dry. Think of a hot air balloon. It goes up quickly. It's dry, and when we've got that moisture in place, it just tends to bring it down. You've also got a little more in the way of gravity bringing some of the moisture in the ball down.
There you go. Craig Herrera on Twitter at 10 News Herrera, meteorologist at 10 News, shedding some actual scientific light on the things we talk about
all the time. Right.
Well, we have no idea what we're saying. He now gives us an idea of what's actually taking place. Craig, really, really appreciate it, man. And I know we can see you tonight on 10 News.
Absolutely. I want to spend some time with you, Bill, Jesse. I love it.
All right. Thanks a lot,
Craig.
Man. Really appreciate that. Say hi next time you're down at the ballpark. Craig Herrera from 10 News. Appreciate him lending some actual scientific knowledge to the thing.
The one thing that used to always interest me that, and Giles wasn't the only one, but the right fielders would say when they were standing out there, it felt like the wind, whatever little wind they had, was not blowing out or blowing right or blowing toward center. It was just sort of falling down upon them.
Yeah. All right. As long as we're talking weather, by the way.
Yes.
How about a Maui Jim weather report?
All right.
How do you feel about that?
Go.
All right. I feel great about it. Obviously, here in San Diego, it's beautiful. It's an absolutely perfect Sunday. So the Maui Jim weather report for San Diego is fine. But I'm going to give you the Maui Jim weather report for San Francisco because that's where the Padres will head after this afternoon's ballgame.
That's where you are heading.
Yes, I'll be with the team. Tomorrow, a high of 60. Very cloudy, very windy. One of those dreary San Francisco days tomorrow. Tuesday and Wednesday, a little warmer and a little sunnier. But we have no rain concerns, it looks like. For the 3 days in San Francisco as the Padres begin a 9-game, 10-day road trip to play the Giants, the Diamondbacks, and the Seattle Mariners. That's the Maui Jim Weather Report brought to you by Maui Jim Sunglasses. With lenses that eliminate glare and make colors pop, Maui Jim Sunglasses don't shield your view of the world. They bring it to life. Certainly don't want our view of downtown San Diego shielded here tonight. We'll take a break, come back. A lot of really good Twitter questions coming in. We will do those. And that'll be good. We might even try and warm up your seat and see what you have to say with some of these questions.
I love the questions we're getting.
Okay, well, you haven't seen them yet.
But I mean, just
generally speaking.
Generally speaking, the fan questions have been great.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're enjoying them. I have as well, and I agree as well. So we'll do that right when we come back. Padres Social Hour live from the AMR studio at Petco Park.